7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. Blah. So what's happening? It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin yet another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, you caught me at a weird time. I am barely awake. I just got up not even 30 minutes ago. So we're drinking tea. Oh yeah. And what kind of tea are we drinking today? Oh. We're drinking Da Hong Pao, yeah. And I can't get it in me fast enough. Oh yeah, we're drinking the good stuff today, let me tell you. Oh, I can't believe how good this is. In fact, I think I'm going to have to drink a little bit more. Yeah. Oh. It's so good. Yeah. I tell you, if you're not drinking Da Hong Pao right now, you might be living your life incorrectly. Oh, it's so good. I can't even begin to describe how happy I am right now, just because I'm drinking tea. Okay, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to finally do some actual Dubious Goals Committee-ing. So let's do that right now. Step one, get out of the car. Rotate and exit. We're good. Okay, step two. Wind myself up. Okay. Yeah. I'm wound up. I've got energy stores. I guess I didn't need to bring my sunglasses. Why am I wearing my sunglasses? Well, I guess the sun is trying to come out. Step three, remove sunglasses. Step four, look through the trees. Yes, I'm seeing a good sign. I'm seeing golfers on the golf course. Because today we're down at the creek. It's a lovely day. It's partly sunny, partly overcast. It's about, it's not quite 15 degrees. I've got a light jacket on, short pants, birds are chirping, and now the wind is coming up. I didn't think it was as windy today as it has been for the last couple days. I guess it's not, but it's still a little bit windy. So the sooner we get under canopy, the better. Although there really isn't any canopy still. We have these flowering bushes that smell really good. They're starting to leaf. They're starting to bud. Then I got this little purple tree over here. The tree is not purple. It just has little purple buds on it. No leaves on the big trees yet, but there's some little buds here and there. Okay. Now we gotta look for that marmot. Is he around here today? He likes to hang out in this area. I'm looking for him. Oh, I thought I saw him, but it's just a squirrel. Okay. What's over there? I saw some movement over there. Oh, it's a little bun. Okay, we've got squirrels. We got a little bit of wind. We got buns. Where's our Mati? Okay, I can see his hole. And it looks like it's been dug out a little bit more. That's good. Okay, so maybe we know where our dude is. But now there's too much wind. So we're just gonna try to get down here into the creek valley. And hopefully that will help with the wind. Ugh. Okay, yeah, I'm slowly but surely making my way down here. I can see a party of four up on the number two green. Oh, let's see if anyone lost any golf balls today or yesterday. Okay, here we are, down in the creek. Down in the creek valley. And I'm walking right up to the edge of the water here. And in this little area, I see nothing. Today would be a pretty good day for golf, but the last couple of days haven't been super great. Just too windy. Too windy by far. Even for playing golf, it's been that windy. Big gusts. Big gusts of wind. Alright, let's go over here and check the main golf ball zone. See if we can't find something over here to pique our interest. What do we got? What do we got? We got nothing. Nobody has lost any golf balls today or yesterday. Now what is this? Here's something unusual in the water. It looks like it might be the head of a rake. Could that have possibly been a sand trap rake from the golf course? Maybe. Are there any sand traps on this golf course? I don't know. Maybe. This is a wimpy golf course. It's small. It's like a par three. I can only see one golf ball. It's yellow. It's in the mud on the other side. It's halfway buried. Nowhere near any convenient place to try to retrieve it. And we couldn't bother. We couldn't bother anyway, even if we wanted to retrieve that ball. Okay, what about that hole? Is there somebody in that hole? Is there a Mati in that hole? I don't know. There's a hole across the creek up at some tree roots. All right, speaking of our Mati, let's turn around and walk over here. Now, from this angle, you can't see where that hole is, but it's right up there. Right there between those plants. I wonder if there's a Mati in there right now. Oh, I should have brought my camera. I didn't bring my camera. I was thinking, hey, maybe we could sneak up there. Sneak up there and stand in front of a hole until a Mati sticks his head out and then take a picture. I've done that a few times. I've done that a few times in my life, that is for sure. All right, now I'm debating on whether or not I want to go downstream, because I'll have to do some rock hopping, and this is looking kind of dangerous today. I'm testing my footing to see if I want to try to go all... Yeah, you know, I think I'm at the point where I've committed myself. And I'm hoping that toe hold stays, because this is going to be Sketchville. Boom, boom. Oh, no problem. Except I did sort of fall over, but I caught myself on the bank. That's good. Ugh. But I did get a little bit wet. Yeah, a little bit of water splashed up the side of my shoe because the rock that I was standing on rocked. The rock rocked. And that's when I tipped over, popped myself on the bank. No problem. I mean, I just sort of fell about 30 degrees to the left, and I just put my hand down. So, you know, I didn't twist or move in a weird way. But now I can feel the water soaking through my sock. It is cold. It is cold water. All right, but now I'm walking along the sandbank and climbing up onto the other bank. Let's go down here and see if anything's happening. Ugh. By the way of golf ball. What am I trying to say? I don't know. Let's go down here and look for golf balls. Oh, I see some little bottles in the water. Don't need to pick up any more little bottles, Tobe. Got plenty of them. Got plenty. And I haven't been working on that project much anyway. The magic bottle. Oh, ducks. Wood ducks. Three of them ahead of me. One, two, three. They said, squee, 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 and they flew off. And my little magic medicine bottles. I've got a bunch. I should start making some more. Where did I find that black sand? I think the black sand was up in the church parking lot, wasn't it? Yeah. I should get some. I should go up there, well, not today, because it's church day. There's a golf ball in the mud. It's a white one. Don't need it. I need to go up to the church, collect some black sand, and do some more bottles. My little magic witch bottles, or whatever you want to call them, I usually put some sand in the bottom, and then I, start putting in weird stuff. I'm looking around. This is a golf ball zone. I'm not finding any golf balls. Not a single one. Although I did see some kids come down in here. They came down on the other side, though. They wouldn't have been able to cross over here. Yeah, when I was driving back from somewhere yesterday, I saw some kids with, I don't know, they were either water guns or airsoft guns. Young males, they were coming down here to have some fun. And speaking of fun, oh boy, now what to do? Now what to do? I see a golf ball. I see a red golf ball. But it's in a bad spot. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to get this. Because, oh, and here's a white one right here I didn't even see. Because this is where I usually climb down into the creek. I grab onto this tree, but the rocks or whatever used to be down here are now gone. And so there's nothing to step on except for some mud. And that ball is right in the middle of the damn creek. Oh, well. We gotta let this one go. We gotta let it go. It's just a red. We've got plenty of reds. And the odds of us finding another red in the next 5 minutes are pretty damn good. Now, do I want to try to pick up this white ball? It's in an unusual spot and I don't want to risk it. So I'm not going to bother. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, damn, Tobe, lazy today. No, because there's another white one right there. Huh. Do I want to try to get it? It's really not that much effort. I'll probably need a stick, though. If I have a stick, I don't have to climb as far. Oh, and there's an old marmot den right here. You know what? I'm not going to go for that ball. Too much effort. Too much effort for a white ball that we don't even need. Okay, the path has become precarious. in the sense that I've now got no margin of error. If I slip and fall, I'm going into the water. I'm falling 1 meter into the water that is only 15 centimeters deep. All right, I've gone as far as I think I can go. I don't see any more golf balls. No, I guess, yeah, thought I saw something there. Thought I saw a green, but no, it's just another ball pit ball. Why are all the green ball pit balls down here trying to trick me into thinking that they are green golf balls? Oh, and now the wind is coming up and blowing right down the valley here. I'm going to stand between these trees. Hello, trees. Oh, I see a white golf ball down there. Do-do-do-do-do. Should I go get it? I could get this one, but I don't want to. It's just a white golf ball. Although it is easy to get down here. Maybe I should come down here just to make sure I don't miss anything. Yeah, boring white golf ball. Is there anything in the water? Now that I'm closer to the water, it's easier to see into. No, I don't see much of anything that I need. All I see are some leaves. Leaves and plastic bottles. Hey, what's up there? I see something red in the water, but I think it's just a leaf or something. Yeah, it's nothing that I need. What am I stepping on? Oh, apparently there's an aluminum can down here. Whoa! Now I'm trying to climb out. There we go. I'm up. I'm good. What else we got around here? Not much. Well, I regret to inform everyone that there's not much happening down in the creek today. Nothing going on. Nothing happening. Just a bunch of birds chirping and doing bird stuff. Huh. But yeah, there's not much going on down here today. I'm gonna start heading back, passing up all these white golf balls. All two of them. What else do we got around here? Yeah, this makes me nervous. This makes me nervous. There's a sort of a natural dam formed here by... What was that? Huh. That was like an owl sound. I heard sticks moving. When you hear sticks moving, an owl has launched. But anyway, here at this natural dam where these logs and stuff have fallen into the water, everything is now caught behind there, including a bunch of little floating bottles. The kind of bottles that I like, you know, those little 50 milliliter bottles. Ugh. I gotta make my way through the bushes here, and we're good. Back down into the creek. I'm actually standing in the creek bed itself now. Always fun. I'm glad I got the brace on today. I'm walking on uneven ground and it's exhausting. I guess I don't have my full complement of strength back because, geez, just doing all this stuff that I normally do with very little effort, i.e. walk around in the creek. Even just doing this is exhausting. It's exhausting. Alright, so now we gotta do the tricky rock hopping bit again. So we walk on the sandbar for a while. Rock one, rock two, rock three. Now, I'm gonna go rock four, rock five. What was that sound? I'm looking for that marmot. I'm real close to that marmot den. He's not looking at me or anything. Alright, back to the rock hopping. Rock rock, 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 and we're good. Back to the other bank and up. Am I being spied on by a marmot? Is a marmot espying me? I don't think so. Okay. And here's where we go up. So I'm going up. Let me plug in the magic music machine. There we go. And we'll hit random for some random music on the drive home. Yeah, that was Queen with Stone Cold Crazy. I bet you didn't know they invented speed metal back in 1973 or whatever, but yeah, they did. And the cat, Pippa, ow, ow, the cat is trying to attack my hand. The cat isn't trying to attack my hand. The cat is attacking my hand. Why are you attacking my hand? You're just mad because you can't chew on the synth cables because you're a bad baby. You're being a bad baby. She says, don't give me that. Yeah, now I got cat business. Don't give me the kitty death face. My cat is angry at me. Hey, what are you doing? I'm trying to... Okay, now you're being bad baby. Ow, 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 ow. Okay, I'm trying to synth. What are you doing? See, okay, I came over here to do some synthesizer business, and now somebody thinks... Don't give me that face. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Ow, ow. I thought I was going to get pounced on. My arm is getting torn up, and the cat is sinking her fangs into my hand and in my fingers. What are you doing? No, you back off. You don't... Ow! Ah, that was painful. You are being bad, baby. And she's doing the feral kitty face at me. Yeah, you can go do feral kitty stuff somewhere else. No, no. Why are you sneaking up on me? Oh, you're going to give me kitty kisses now? For the attacks you've given me. Don't, no attacks. Don't, please don't attack me. Please don't eat the synthesizer cables. I'm trying to do the show. I gotta do the show. And they're waiting for synth business. Okay, maybe finally now we can do some synthing. Are you gonna let me synth or no? Yeah, that's a no. But we're going anyway. Thank you. Okay, that's my new hit song. I don't even have a title for it, except it should probably be called something like, "Oh my God, my cat's attacking me," except my cat's not attacking me anymore.
You're a good baby for not attacking me.
Is my hand bleeding? Yeah. Is my wrist bleeding? Yeah, in places. There are some cat tooth puncture marks, but I've had worse. All right, so where are we at? What are we doing here? Oh, yeah, we're doing synth. No, we're not. We're doing It's Over. Yeah, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And now I got to get out of here because I got to eat lunch and stuff. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Ekki fari í bæinn.